Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Jack in the Box. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into the fast food game, you've come to the right place. Today, we're breaking down Jack in the Box, a well-known player in the quick-service restaurant space, to see what's cooking with their business and whether they're a tasty addition to your portfolio. Let's dive into their current landscape, recent updates, and a full SWOT to unpack their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, all with a long-term investment lens. Grab a burger, or maybe one of their famous tacos, and let's get started. Quick overview and recent buzz. Since most of you are likely familiar with Jack in the Box, I won't bore you with the basics of their menu or history. Instead, let's talk about where they stand right now. Operating in the highly competitive fast food industry within the broader consumer discretionary sector, Jack in the Box has carved out a niche with their quirky branding and diverse offerings. They've got a solid footprint across the U.S., and their recent performance metrics show a mixed bag, some periods of underperformance compared to industry averages, especially over the last year, while holding steady in shorter timeframes like the past month. On the news front, there's been chatter about their latest moves and how they're navigating a tricky economic environment. From what's out there, it's clear they're focusing on operational tweaks and menu innovation to keep customers coming back. But consumer spending caution is a recurring theme. Let's not forget their Q1 2025 earnings call insights, which dropped some key nuggets about their financial health and strategic direction. They've reported a slight uptick in same-store sales, which is a positive signal, but there's still work to do to outpace the broader industry trends. So with that backdrop, let's slice into the SWOT and see what's really driving this stock for long-term investors like us. SWOT analysis. Strengths: solid revenue base and brand recognition. Jack in the Box continues to post consistent revenue figures, as seen in their income statements over recent years. They've got a loyal customer base, and their brand stands out in the crowded fast food space with unique offerings like all-day breakfast and those iconic tacos. This gives them a stable foundation to build on, which is critical for long-term growth. Operational cash flow strength. Looking at their cash flow statements, the company generates healthy operating cash flow. This means they've got the cash to reinvest in the business, whether it's sprucing up locations or rolling out new tech to streamline operations. For us as investors, that's a reassuring sign of financial resilience. Strategic focus on fundamentals. From the Q1 2025 earnings call, it's evident they're doubling down on core strategies. Think menu innovation and improving store-level execution. A slight bump in same-store sales shows these efforts are starting to pay off, even if modestly, and that's a good base for sustained growth over the long haul. Weaknesses: high debt levels. Here's where I've got to be a bit critical. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side, based on the latest metrics. Carrying a heavy debt load in a rising interest rate environment can squeeze margins and limit flexibility for expansion or innovation. For long-term investors, this is a red flag to monitor closely. Underwhelming industry performance comparison. When you stack their performance against the broader industry, Jack in the Box isn't exactly leading the pack. Over the past year, their returns have lagged behind industry averages across several timeframes. This suggests they're struggling to keep pace with competitors who might be adapting faster to market shifts. Their net profit margin isn't as robust as you'd hope for a company in this space. Rising costs, whether it's labor, ingredients, or supply chain hiccups, are eating into profitability. This is something to watch, especially if economic headwinds persist. Opportunities, menu, and tech innovation. Jack in the Box has room to grow by leaning into menu creativity and digital ordering platforms. The earnings call highlighted their focus on strategic initiatives, and if they can nail trends like value-driven combos or healthier options, they could capture more market share. Tech investments, like mobile apps and delivery partnerships, also offer a way to boost sales in the medium term while building long-term customer loyalty. Geographic expansion. While they're strong in certain U.S. regions, there's potential to expand their footprint, as hinted at in their revenue geographic segments. tapping into underserved markets, or even testing international waters could be a game changer down the line, though it comes with execution risks. Forward valuation appeal. Let's talk numbers for a sec. Their forward PE ratio, based on analyst estimates, sits at a reasonable level compared to historical averages, with a tighter range between the high and low estimates. This suggests the stock not be overpriced for what it could deliver in the coming quarters, offering a potential entry point for patient investors betting on a turnaround. Threats, economic sensitivity, and consumer caution. The earnings call flagged cautious consumer confidence as a challenge, and I couldn't agree more. In a shaky economy, folks might cut back on dining out, hitting quick service chains like Jack in the Box hard. This isn't just a short-term blip. It could drag on and impact long-term revenue if spending habits don't rebound. Intense competition. The fast food space is a battlefield. Bigger players with deeper pockets and smaller, nimbler chains are constantly vying for the same customers. If Jack in the Box can't differentiate or keep up with pricing wars, they risk losing ground, especially as industry performance metrics show others pulling ahead. Cost inflation and supply chain risks. Rising costs aren't going away anytime soon. Whether it's food inflation or supply chain disruptions, these external pressures could keep squeezing margins. Their current gross profit margin already reflects some of this strain, and without effective cost controls, this threat looms large over long-term profitability. Deeper insights for long-term investors. All right, let's zoom out a bit and connect the dots. On the positive side, Jack in the Box has a decent foundation with steady cash flows and a brand that resonates. Their focus on same-store sales growth, even if modest, shows they're not sitting still. But here's the rub. Their high debt and middling performance compared to peers raise questions about their ability to accelerate growth without taking on more risk. For those of you with an intermediate eye on metrics, keep tabs on their free cash flow yield. It's a solid indicator right now, but any dip could signal trouble given their debt load. Short and medium-term trends, like consumer spending softness, could create volatility. But for us long-term folks, it's about whether they can execute on innovation and manage that balance sheet. If they can leverage opportunities like digital ordering or new markets while keeping costs in check, there's upside potential. But the competitive landscape and economic uncertainty mean this isn't a slam dunk by any stretch. Closing statement. So, what's the verdict on Jack in the Box for long-term investors? Honestly, it's a mixed bag with some tasty potential, but a side of caution. Their strengths lie in a recognizable brand and decent cash flow, but the debt burden and competitive pressures can't be ignored. Opportunities for growth through innovation and expansion are there, yet economic headwinds and cost challenges pose real risks. If you're considering adding this to your portfolio, weigh the forward valuation against these risks and keep a close eye on how they manage debt and consumer trends over the next few quarters. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, stick around for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got content in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOTs on our platform to keep you in the loop. Drop your thoughts on Jack in the Box in the comments. Do you see them as a long-term winner, or are you staying on the sidelines? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.